Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Surprise. I didn't tell you I was going to start, but
hello, everybody.
Hello, 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 everybody.
Welcome to EP 125.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 125, where I don't exactly know what it's titled, but today we're going to be talking about a few things, including what it has been like for Liz and I to work freelance part-time freelance. Mm-hmm. God, that sounds like the minimum job, like the minimum it takes to like say that you have a job. I work freelance part-time.
Yeah.
But anyways, before we dive into that, there were a couple funny things that I saved to tell you right exactly now.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I can't.
Okay. So, you know how the pool has like umbrellas and shit outside of it, the new pool. So yesterday and today, this happened once to Jackson. And then today I watched it happen to another unsuspecting fellow. The wind really was whooping it up out there. The wind was getting, it was giving wind.
It was giving its job.
It was doing its job. The wind was giving wind. And I watched an umbrella fly up out of its table holder and whoop some man upside the head. And then he had the audacity to try and go after the umbrella, this big like steel rod of an umbrella. He tried to go after it. And the wind kept pulling it. So it was like he was like fucking Mary Poppins. And it was like pulling him all around the whole area. And I was cackling because I'm a horrible person. And the girls who were next to him were also laughing, watching him struggle. Like, I think the only reason we were laughing was because like we knew he hadn't been like hurt, you know? Yeah. Like I think it more scared him than anything because it like popped up and everything. But like,
yeah.
I was fucking weak, dude. I literally was like, they saw me working across from them, like at the pool, and they just saw me be like,
that. Did you record that?
No, but I did think for a second, I was like, oh my God, if he's going to keep struggling with this and like looking like fucking Mary Poppins, I'm going to pull my phone out because yeah. I'm yanking him around. Like it was literally looked like that. Remember that video where all the umbrellas are like chasing that man on the beach and it was like, run. Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would have killed to see a video of that.
But it happened to Jackson yesterday and he didn't realize that I saw it happen to him. And the reason that it happened was because I think somebody messed with like the tables and like they got like moved around and they weren't supposed to. And so the little pin that holds the rod into the pool table came loose. But yeah, that was really funny. And like, it made my day and I was laughing so hard and I just had to go back inside because I could not stop laughing. That man like literally was out there fighting her for his fucking life.
Poor man by the pool. Just gets whopped on a fucking Tuesday afternoon.
Whopped on a Tuesday afternoon at the pool, trying to have a leisurely, and then he just like laid back down on his chair and he was just like,
oh my God, I would have been so pissed.
I would have been like, I came out here for fucking luxury. It's giving ghetto. It's giving like Dollar Tree. I love the Dollar Tree. It's giving, I would have been better off with pool floaties in my bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's, yeah, not to be mean, but that is kind of funny.
It was too fucking funny. Poor dude. You gotta watch out, man. This wind has been something else out here in the wild, wild east.
Wait, did you say you saved multiple things to tell me?
Yeah, there was something else really funny.
Well, damn.
There was something else super funny.
Well, if it comes
back. I can't remember. Maybe it'll come back to you.
Interrupt whatever we're doing and tell me.
Yes, I'll put my finger up and be like,
excuse me. I have something to say.
But yeah, anyways, so Liz had the idea of talking about exactly like what it is. Well, not really like what it is, what freelancing is, because like you guys probably know what freelancing is, but just kind of like, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of like young professionals that live or to listen to this podcast and probably like people who are also creatives and working kind of like for yourself on your own time is something that a lot of people are really interested in, especially like right now and over the past like few years since COVID. And somehow Liz and I found ourselves working like regular jobs, but also freelancing, and like shit's pretty fun most of the time.
Yeah. But
yeah, I don't really think this isn't going to be like a business chat or anything really. I think it's more just like talking a little bit about like setting boundaries for yourself and, you know,
that type of shit. The super, super casual. It's definitely not a business chat, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll like spill some little tips here and there, but just like some stories about our experiences in case you freelance at home or you're considering freelancing and you want to hear what it's been like for two people from like it's only been like a year, so we're fairly new to this, but we've both been pretty successful at it. So yeah, I am so glad that you are freelancing too, because it's nice to have another friend who knows exactly what you are going through, the struggle, because the struggles are different than struggles at your, like, I guess, quote unquote, normal job or whatever. But I also have some friends who are interested in starting to freelance. And I guess like I'm going to drop my first number one tip, and it's consistency and patience. Oh my God. Patience is key. And I'm so bad at that because I'm the type of person, I've even talked about it on the podcast with like my fitness journey, where I put 3 months into something and I think that's a long time. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've been working out for 3 months. Where's my six pack? Where is it at?
I ordered it.
Oh, where is she? So, and that has definitely made me give up in the past. And then even when I was working a full-time job and I like tried an Etsy business and I tried all these other things, I kind of gave it like 3 months and it wasn't working. And I was like, fuck this. This is a dead end. No. Just, you know, quit. And I wouldn't have kept up with any of the things I did prior anyway, because it took me starting and failing at a couple of things to figure out what I ended up wanting to do. But 3 months is not a long time. It's not a long time to see fitness results. It's not a long time to see freelancing results. But once you get it started and you get the ball rolling, then it's like, I don't know, it's been really fun for me, and for the most part also. I've had some crazy projects, but like this is the first time that either of us get a taste of working for ourselves, and it's really nice. It's really nice.
For the most part, it's nice. Liz and I were talking before we started recording and just about like when you get a potential client who like doesn't really have like a budget or like doesn't know how much they need to budget, or this is like totally brand new to them and they like they know nothing about anything to do with social media, and you're just like the fight to like not feel bad when you're like, okay, well, these are my prices.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have never. Okay, wait, I'll save that for right after. But while Brooke was telling me that story, I told her the story of like my first potential client who requested a package, like pricing list from me. And I went to a networking event. I actually ended up showing up to the wrong networking event. The networking event I know, the one I signed up for was next door. And I went to this one and I signed up for a free networking thing on like Meetup or Eventbrite or something like that. And this ended up being a paid one. But when I walked in, they were like, well, yeah, you can just come join. So I like got to go to this networking event for free and they let me in. And they had free booze and snacks and it was great. It was an awesome event to crash. And I walked out of that networking event with a potential client and I was like, oh yeah, of course I'll send you my prices and packaging. Let me just, you know, I'll go home tonight and I'll send it to you by end of day tomorrow. And I had no package pricing. I had no pricing yet. I had no idea what the fuck I was going to charge. I had nothing. And I just confidently accepted her request and then went home and probably stayed up until like midnight or 1 a.m. putting together a couple of documents because this was in the very, very beginning. So I had nothing. I barely had a website. And it was just because once I made this one document, and then of course I ended up needing this other two documents to send her too. And so I don't know, I would say the first couple of months is just like you feel like imposter syndrome has never been worse. And I don't think imposter syndrome ever goes away when you work for yourself. But in the first couple months, I literally felt like a fucking idiot. I was like, I'm 12. What am I doing trying to run a business? I don't know how to do this. I'm a kid. I don't know. It took me many tears, many therapy sessions, many comforts and loves from my friends and family. But I really like what I'm doing now. I really wanted this. So I kept with it for more than 3 months. And lo and behold, they worked.
Sorry, I had to mute myself because Mia decided to pull an Effie and go right in the middle of you talking.
Oh my goodness.
So I know that it picked up some of that. Sorry, guys, for you earphone, headphone owners, wearers. You know Mia likes to be on a podcast every now and then.
It does. Well, she's the pod dog.
She's the pod dog. But I feel that.
Does imposter syndrome plague you? Because it almost ruined me when I first quit my corporate job and started to try and work for myself. I just felt like everybody else knows what they're doing and I don't. And the truth is that nobody knows what they're doing.
Well, imposter syndrome has like I've kind of felt that in my full-time job before, because a lot of times to me, it has felt like in the beginning stages, I felt like I maybe was not picking up things that I should have been able to like pick up quicker. But in like the freelance realm of things, I've never really felt like that because I've always worked with clients who know way, 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 way less than I do. And so everything that I offer them, everything I can give them, it's like the greatest thing ever to them. And like, I prefer that for several reasons, because if you have a client that like thinks they know more than you do about whatever it is you're doing for them, they kind of like they'll make you feel like you don't deserve your pay a little bit. I've never had anybody like that, because the niche that I prefer to work in, with which is like wellness care, like wellness self-care, skincare product based type of shit, like, yeah, it's easier to prove that you have results if you stick within a niche. If you're not doing like, oh, this is the person's a car salesman, this person's a real estate agent, this is a brand of chips, like, you can't prove to anybody that you have results from client to client if you only have like one in like each industry. So it's best to just like stick with one thing. But yeah, like, totally. You know, it doesn't feel good to feel like you're being looked at as like someone thinking you are, she only pretends, like she's just faking it till she makes it, like she has no idea what she's talking about. Like, that's embarrassing. That's not a good feeling. And I do feel like that's probably a huge reason that a lot of people don't branch out on their own. But I think it goes both ways. Like, personally, with freelancing, I haven't felt like that, but I feel like it's more common to feel like that with freelancing. I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm just,
and I think it was so bad for me when I first started, because so like now I have a part-time job and part-time freelancing, and I'm doing things in a similar realm. And so now I've learned about industry lingo and the questions you ask when you get on the phone with a client or whatever. And when I started freelancing, like, I wanted to start freelancing first before I had that job. I had just come from corporate, like administrative engineering and business development and stuff. And I wasn't doing not a damn thing. I wasn't doing anything that I'm doing now. Like, almost every single task I do now is different, and it was all new to me, but it was like stuff I really wanted to do. So it was fun to learn, but it was really scary learning as a freelancer and not with a job where I could go ask like, hey, how do I do this? Or this person sent me this email, what do I say back? Or yeah, you know, all that stuff. It was like just me. And that was really fucking scary. And sometimes it still is.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fucking scary. But I feel after doing it for a year or something, maybe it's even, no, yeah, a year, is I feel like I just have a clearer picture. Before, when I was freelancing, I was almost just like, I was taking things day by day, and it felt like I was swimming in a pond, a dirty pond. This is a really, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm swimming in a dirty pond, and if you had your hand out in front of you under the water, you couldn't see it. But like, you're swimming, you know you're going a direction, but you can't even see your hand. Like, you don't know where you're going. And now I feel like I'm swimming in a pool, you know, where I can see things clearly. I can see the direction I want to go. I can see the future. I feel like I can see how to get there. And I think that this past year of experience that I've got has been so beneficial in just understanding what it is and how to work for yourself, and how much joy it brings me, and how it really just enhances my life to be able to have this freedom and control of my own time and the projects I accept. And it's also just really nice to be able, for people who kind of doubted you, to be like, fuck around and find out.
I think one thing that scares a lot of people off from freelancing is they're like, taxes. They're like, what do? Put money away. Just put money away. Don't be fucking dumb and think that every check that you get to just spend it all. Put at least 30% away. Literally, when I did my taxes this past year, this was my first year doing 1099s, in addition to regular W-2s, I had put 30% away every single freelance paycheck I got every week. I'd put 30% away every check in a separate account and didn't touch it. Because I wrote off my business expenses, which was like my internet, my phone, my laptop, I didn't even have to pay back a third of what I thought. But I had the money because I set it aside, and I got to take all of that extra money that I'd put away for taxes and just add it to my house fund. And that was a really good feeling. And technically, I think they say you should add like 15 to 30 or like 20 to 30, but I always do 30 because I'd rather save more and not need to pay it back at the end of the year than not save enough and be straight up paying out of my fucking pocket.
Yeah.
Like, that's trash. And that sucks.
Yeah. Put money away and get an accountant. Get somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah. I don't do my own taxes. I go to H&R Block.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's a small fee for the stress that is taken off your shoulders. And if you live in the United States, then, you know, we always have the fear of fucking up our taxes and getting in trouble with the law.
Yeah. Yeah. People straight up getting audited by the IRS left and right. Yep. Like my last company. Anyways. No tea, no shade. I haven't heard anybody say
side
that.
Eye. Bombastic side eye.
Side eye. Criminal side eye.
Speaking of side eye, have you... I know you haven't watched this because you would have said something about it. You haven't seen the new show that was already canceled on HBO, The Weeknd's new show with Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, the idol. Oh my God. So it was supposed to be like at least 6 episodes. It's already been shot down to 5. The 5th one comes out Sunday because this show is so... The show sucks. I think that The Weeknd is a freaking weirdo. I think this is one of those shows that, like, it really shows like the artist's innermost desires. Like, you know, when an artist like comes out with a show or a book or something and it's like so dark that you're like, dude, you're either mad creative or this is like your other half that you think you can release into the world and nobody will know that it's like truly who you are because it's like in the guise of like art.
Right. You're like, maybe you should have kept this one to yourself.
Yeah, like maybe this one should have stayed in the archives. Just a thought. But I stayed up to like 2 a.m. My freaking coworker right now is literally texting me as we speak because she's catching up watching the 4th episode and freaking out. Anyways, I stayed up till 2 a.m. watching this, and I'm not gonna ruin anything for anybody, but I will just say this is not for people. Don't watch this show if you are somebody who, like, if Game of Thrones bothered you because of all the sex, don't watch this. I know that Game of Thrones really, like, threw a lot of people in the first season because they wanted people to watch, so they had, like, an abnormal amount of, like, sex scenes and blah, blah, blah. Just to, you know, get the viewership up 20 years ago or however many years ago it came out. But yeah, it's just like mad weird. There's no character development. There's no plot development. I'm the biggest critic when it comes to like books and movies. I'm like, if I'm not getting, like, I know not every movie and book has to teach you something, but like, if I'm not getting like a factual, if I don't walk away and I'm like, damn, I'm looking at shit different, I'm like, that was a waste to me. I'm still gonna watch the last episode though, but like, long story short, Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, plays like this pop star, and she wants to be like the next like big artist of her generation. And she lost her mom the year before, and her mom was really awful to her, but like she had like clearly a deep trauma bond with her mom, as you like find out later. And she meets The Weeknd, aka Tedros Tedros. That's what his name is in the show. And he starts like doing these weird things to like help her tap into her like inspiration for songwriting and shit. And it's just like mad gross, mad uncomfy. Like, I will have to like tell you later, because I know you're not actually going to watch this show and I advise you not to watch this show. But like, I'm gonna have to tell you later so I don't ruin it for anybody who is watching it, because I'm sure people are watching it who are listening to this right now. But I see why it was canceled before it was even finished, because what the fuck?
Oh my God.
It's just so, just glorifying like sexual abuse and like trying to make like the link between trauma and pain and art like this big, beautiful thing. And like, that just makes me sick. I don't like it. I'm gonna finish the damn show. It's not what I thought it was gonna be. I really got excited for it. And I just think that like Johnny Depp's daughter, being Johnny Depp's daughter, you know, like this big time Hollywood star, you'd think that she'd get like better gigs starting out.
And both of them are, what is her name? Lily Depp Rose? Is that her name?
Lily Rose.
Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd are kind of like A-listers. Those are big,
actors. Like, they're like, when I think of like Johnny Depp, I think of like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, like Leo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet. Like, I look at them as like the old money of the movie industry. Exactly. I don't know. Oh my God, do we need to have like a movies and spinoff podcast?
Yes.
You know what the freaking life would be? Okay, this is what the freaking life is gonna be. This is what it's going to be.
Okay.
I'm manifesting this. The life would be freelancing full-time. We have our own media agency. You handle the paid and the ad shit and the numbers and shit that I don't know anything about. I handle the organic half. We also full-time do our podcast, and we have mini podcasts in our media group. Some of them we aren't even on. We're not even on. We just manage them, you know? And one of them is an art critic podcast.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought of it all by myself.
And it would be really cool to have a little mini like book club podcast, because you read so many fucking books and I would like to read more.
Yes.
I'm starting to, with my part-time job, we're starting a book club. So I will already be reading those books, and they're probably books that you want to read or you have already read as well, and that we like could talk about. But yeah, there are just so many fun ideas. And our brains just have endless shit to dump. So we just need mini-sodes, some mini-series.
It'd be super fun to just have like a mini spin-off series where we literally just talk about like the stuff we're reading and watching. That'd be really
cute. I also love talking about our manifestations on the podcast, because then when things come true, then the listeners will comment and be like, oh my God, in episode 125, I remember you talking about this. And sometimes like you guys catch things that we don't even catch. So I don't know. It's cool. I like saying it out on the podcast.
Yes.
But,
I love it.
So yeah, this wasn't really like, as we said, this wasn't a how to be a freelancer episode. This was not a business podcast, but I don't know, just us, now that we've both been doing this for a while, and this is something that we both manifested for ourselves. So this is something that was a manifestation that came true. Manifestation and a lot of hard work, obviously. But yeah, we started this brand new. I had no knowledge in my brain about freelancing at all. I had never done anything like that. So that was a whole new learning experience. And yeah, if you guys, wash your RO star Eggby, and then in the comments on the Instagram posts for this episode, if you guys are freelancers, I want to hear what kind of shit you freelance. Put it in the comments. But what is RO star egg? Should it be the little like, is there like a notebook or like the pen and paper or something?
Yeah, the emoji, make it your emoji either a pen or a pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And or if you're listening to this and you want to do freelancing, what are the kinds of things that you have always dreamt up of doing? Because I love hearing all that little shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, folks.
That's it for this episode. We just wanted to do our little talky talk, our little dancy dance in the next episode. We will be talking about cancer season because that is what we are in currently. And by the time that this episode goes up, we'll still be in it. And the episode after that, we'll still be in it. And that, wow, when I measure stuff like by episode and like placing them within zodiac seasons, time seems like it passes a little slow.
Maybe I should start thinking like that too.
So I do feel like time been slipping through my fingers. Okay. All right. Bye.